thank you for doing a great job. So what we have left that has to be completed before we adjourn this session, we have to elect officers.
Committee members.
Excuse me, we have to, I keep saying that, we have to because I want to be.
So you keep trying to elect officers again.
To redo. Kind of acting like the Supreme Court in 2000. We have to, I think we should immediately, this is my recommendation, elect officers to the board committees. We also have a public comment, and Margaret has a motion. And we also were, with the other things that we had were the completion of Casey's election report and Margaret's motion. I'm going to ask that Margaret consider the motion being moved to the next either telephone meeting or next actual meeting of the board, because I don't think we're going to get through all of that, and we have to have public comment, and we have to elect officers, and we're going to be out of here. Margaret?
Yeah, that's fine. Could we just see how things move and make that call?
Okay.
I mean, you're likely right, but...
Okay, great. So may we... I would like to proceed to elect people to the committees at this time so that by the time the meeting is over, we do not lose that opportunity because we're mandated to do that. The list of the sign-ups, I'm not sure how to conduct this, so I'm going to need some assistance. Okay, great. Jack.
I think you should use the mic.
Sure.
Mic.
Okay. How's that? Okay. So I have packets of ballots. Each member will get a packet. Each ballot is for a committee, and it has six squares in it. Each square is either for a station area or for the affiliates. And most of these elections, we elect one member from each signal area to each committee. And because of Bob's thoughtfulness in providing a sign-up sheet so that the various stations could try to coordinate committees where they prefer not to have a contest, most of these seats are not contested. There really are only three that seem to have a contest right now. However, what I'm going to do first is read off all of the positions that have been signed up for, and if there's somebody that wants to nominate or be nominated for one of those committee seats, this would be the time to do that.
While this is going on, Joe is passing out the Finance Committee report for the first quarter of 2008, January 25th to 27th, and I think that he received this from LaVarne either before he came here or just now. I'm not sure. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. For the Archives Committee. Slippery mic cables. Okay, for the Archives Committee, from KPFA, the sole nominee is Bonnie Simmons. Is there any other nominations for the Archives Committee seat from KPFA?
Archives is a task force. Anybody can.
It is a task force.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't make a ballot for it. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then this is just a sign-up, and anyone can sign up for the Archives Task Force. Margaret Prescott from KPFK. KPFT is Wendy Schrell, and PFW is A.C. Byrd. If you want to sign up for the affiliates, the Archives Task Force, at any time, I suppose, you can sign up as the year progresses. Okay. Now, for the Audit Committee, which is a committee, from KPFA, we have zero nominee.
Uh-oh.
Is there any?
One?
No one has been nominated to the Audit Committee from KPFA. Is there any nomination?
Well, they're going to have to come up with somebody, you guys.
I nominate Joe.
In
Joe, you've been nominated to the Audit Committee.
Okay.
Are you willing to accept?
I was applying to the Finance Committee.
We can't be on both. I was going to go to the Finance. Okay, well, then he has to decline.
Oh, he has to decline. Okay.
Well, I nominate Sarv. Sorry, elimination.
He can't say no.
Huh? Yeah, can't say no. He could say no, but to no legal effect.
But he's left the room. So.
I did check. No, I did check, and nominations in absentia are in
are
order.
Legal.
Yeah, they are legal.
Especially when you're dealing with this.
So I'm putting Sarv down for audit committee from A. From KPFK audit committee, you have Grace Aaron. Any other nominations from KPFK for audit committee?
I prefer to be on the finance committee.
You do?
Yeah, I'm listed there on the finance.
Oh, I think so. Another member came by, and because he saw my name on audit, he said, "Oh, Grace wanted to be on here."
Yosher,
is that your recollection?
No, I want to be on finance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Oh, I misunderstood. It's a misunderstanding.
Okay,
he has
no.
Oh, okay.
I may have. Okay.
All right.
I think that when he gives you.
In that case, I'll go back to audit, which is where I wanted to be. Okay. From KPFK, we have Jack Van Aken for Audit Committee. From KPFT, Evelyn Bethune for Audit Committee. Any other nominations from KPFT for Audit Committee? Okay, that's gone. From WBAI, Nia Bediako for Audit Committee. Any other nominations for Audit Committee from BAI? From WPFW, Ambrose Lane for Audit Committee. Any other nominations for Audit Committee from WPFW? Okay. Now, Coordinating Committee. This is the one committee where there are no affiliate directors permitted, as I understand. At least that's what Dave said. KPFA, Sarv Randhawa is the nominee for Coordinating. For KPFK, Jack Van Aken is nominated. From KPFT, Wendy Schrell is nominated. Okay. From KPFT, Wendy Schrell is the nominee. Any other nominations for Coordinating Committee from T? From BAI, Bob Lederer for Coordinating Committee. Any other nominations for Coordinating Committee from BAI? From WPFW, Ambrose Lane is the nominee for Coordinating.
I haven't heard.
Any other nominations for Coordinating Committee from WPFW? Okay. Try to stay awake because there might be a trick question in here. Elections Committee, KPFA, Bonnie Simmons. Any other ideas for elections from A? KPFK, Yoshamanaka for elections. Anyone else for elections from KPFK? KPFT, George Ryder for elections. Any other nominees from KPFT? BAI, we have a contest. Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burton are both nominated for Elections Committee from BAI. No other nominees. And from WPFW, there is nobody up for nomination to the Elections Committee. This would be the interesting committee of the year, I imagine. Anyone from PFW interested in nominating or being nominated?
Sure,
Rob will go for it. Rob.
Can I announce that PNB has collected $400 for WBAI?
Yay! Yay.
Can we
okay.
just write him a check now?
Yeah, and
we
have
from the affiliate directors, we have FEN Wangaza for Elections Committee. Finance Committee. From KPFA, Sherry Gendelman for Finance. Any other nominations?
I think.
Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
Finance. What was it?
Who, you're interested in finance?
Yes.
And is Sherry, are you?
Yes.
Yes. I hope people aren't crossing names off mischievously. Okay.
Wait.
Okay, so for Finance Committee from A, we have Sherry Gendelman and Joe Gonzalez. So we have a contest there. From KPFK, we have Grace Aaron.
I'm sorry, Jack, which one are you doing?
This is finance. Finance from Kay, Grace Aaron. It's the only nominee. From T, Mike Martin for finance. Any other nominations from T? From BAI, Bob Lederer for finance. Any other? Carolyn? Okay. For finance from BAI, we have Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burden. From PFW, we have no nomination for finance. Anyone from PFW?
Ambrose.
Where'd AC go?
Eileen,
senior. Okay. Ambrose.
That's right.
Jack?
Yes?
He may not do audit and finance.
Oh, he can't do both. That's right. You can try, but you won't make it. Okay.
How about Thomas Ruffin?
Well, we can nominate him in absentia. It's legal. Wendy, are you nominating Thomas, or are you just asking? What about him? Where'd he go?
Well, they're pointing out that he can't be, once the PFW election is over, he'll be off anyway. So I guess I'll withdraw it,
oh,
but
okay.
Somebody has to do it.
I'll be just placeholder.
You'll be a placeholder. You don't want to be labeled the placeholder, but you can be one. Okay. Finance. WPFW Rob Robinson. Governance Committee. KPFA. We have Sarva Rondawa for governance. Any other nominations from A for governance? From KPFK, Grace Aaron for governance. No other nominations for Governance Committee from A. I mean K. KPFT, George Ryder for the Governance Committee, the only nominee from T. Okay. WBAI, the Governance Committee, is Nia Bediako. Anyone else for the Governance Committee from BAI? And from WPFW, we have no one. Or, should we nominate AC?
Yeah.
It's not fair to you guys. It's governance.
Well, I thought that was the water board.
He's not here.
No. Should we put AC? Someone will move it. I'll put him down, and he can decline it.
I nominate AC Bird.
No harm done. Okay, fine.
That'll show.
I think Lori is getting awfully easy.
Yeah, she doesn't even have to come to PNB meetings.
Personnel. Personnel Committee, we have a contest at A. We have Joe Anzala and Sarv Rondawa. Joe Anzala and Sarv Rondawa for personnel from A. Any other nominations? From KPFK for personnel, Jack Van Aken. Any other nominations from K for the Personnel Committee? KPFT, Evelyn Bethune is the sole nominee. Any other nominations from T for personnel? WBAI, Nia Bediako for the Personnel Committee. Any other nominations for personnel from BAI? And from WPFW, should we put AC down again?
Yeah.
if you move it, I'll put him down. You can't just leave before committee election. All right. Programming. And also Affiliate Director Effie Nwangaza, sole nominee for personnel as an affiliate director. Programming. KPFA, Bonnie Simmons is the nominee from KPFA for the Programming Committee. The other nominations for A for programming. KPFK, Margaret Prescott is the nominee from KPFK for the Programming Committee. Any other nominations from K for programming? KPFT, George Ryder is the nominee for Programming Committee. Any other nominations for programming from T? WBAI, Lisa Davis is the Programming Committee nominee. Any other nominations for the Programming Committee from WBAI? WPFW, Rob Robinson is the sole nominee for Programming Committee. Any other nominations for WPFW for programming? Getting down to the Technology Committee. From A, we have Sarv Randhawa. Any other nominations? For technology? You guys are changing?
Yeah, we have a switch, yeah.
It's going to be Bonnie. Okay. Okay, from technology, from A, it's Bonnie Simmons. KPFK, Jack Van Aken for technology. Any other nominations for technology from K? KPFT, Wendy Schrell, the technology nominee from KPFT is Wendy Schrell. Any other nominations? From WBAI, Carolyn Burden, the technology committee. Any other nominations from WBAI technology? And from WPFW, we do. It looks like Rob Robinson signed up for technology. It just got onto the wrong line. Rob, is that?
No, I did that on purpose.
You did it on purpose. Well, what does it mean?
What are you, a game show host?
I feel like.
Door number three. Yeah,
you are.
I want the Lincoln.
Yeah, you are so right. Anyway, Rob.
Yes.
Technology, right? You want technology? Good.
Yes.
I'll take it. You did it on purpose. How could you do it by accident? And now we're moving on. Now this is, I don't know, is this a where's our committee expert? Does anyone know, the COI has traditionally been formed at the LSB level, Committee of Inclusion. Now there's been an initiative to try to form a PNB coordinating committee, and I'm not very familiar with how this works. We have a couple of nominations for it, Mike Martin from T and Lisa Davis from BAI.
Well, here's what I can...
I'm sorry, go on.
Yes, the bylaws say that the local stations choose their COIs and they have to pick one director and some LSB members. It's always been confusing. And what we did the first time when we wanted them to meet nationally was like just choose a representative from each... Maybe it's... Is it for chair of national COI? There's...
Bob, can you explain? You missed something? Oh, Laurie, is she interested in something?
Oh, okay. Please continue, Wendy.
Okay, we're a little hung up here on the COI. Sarv, can you explain the COI situation?
Okay.
Why we're electing the COI?
Each radio station has their one director that's in charge of the COI. They create a committee of their own. Okay? Now, so what we have to get here is a director for the COI.
Okay, so this is to elect the one director, rather.
Yeah.
But then, hopefully the LSB won't replicate this process.
I remember now. Actually, wasn't it each station chooses a director for their own COI, and then so this national one was the PNB director from each station made up that national COI, right?
So, okay.
So we don't need to elect that at all. We don't know who the representatives are from the stations yet.
All right, because Bob said something to me different a little while ago. Are you still on the phone?
No, I'm sorry. COI is not for us.
It's not for us.
Yeah, just cross it off.
Fine. Yeah. That's easy. Because I didn't make a ballot for it.
It's a local.
Okay. All right, we'll deal with it at the LSB level. Committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism. From KPFA, Sarv Randhawa. No other nominees from A for racism, sexism. From KPFK, there's a contest. Margaret Prescott and Yosha Manaka, both nominated. No? You're not?
No.
Okay. We'll cross you out.
Can we back up a second?
Sure.
I'm going to nominate Joe Gonzalez for that committee.
From KPFA? All right.
Yosha's our rep.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh, if Joe is on that committee, I don't need to be there. Joe can.
He doesn't. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Joe can. It's a racism and sexism.
We all get along so well when it comes to committee.
Well, sure.
Yeah, we do.
We haven't worked out. We're ready to go.
I know. This was a brilliant idea. Not brilliant. Your idea, Bob, it was a good one. Too brilliant? Not too brilliant. Close to brilliant.
We did it last time, too. I think it was
okay. We did it last time? Okay. So for K, we have Yosh Yamanaka. From KPFT, Evelyn Bethune for the Racism Sexism Committee. No other nominees from KPFT. From WBAI, Lisa Davis for the Racism Sexism Committee. Any other nominees?
Yeah.
WPFW, we have to disclose to AC what we did while he was away.
AC, you're on every committee.
we nominated you for the Personnel Committee, where there was no nominee representing PFW, and we also nominated you for governance.
I take your personnel.
You take personnel. You go take a pass on governance. We do that.
Nobody else can
grant you a waiver.
You have it for the archives.
Archives. You want the archives? Yeah, we got you for that. All right, we'll take you off governance. I don't know if that works. Take you off of governance. Put you on personnel. And so for the Racism Sexism Committee, AC, weren't you on that this year?
Yeah.
AC, why don't you go for a committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism?
I'm on that one. I don't.
No, you're not signed up for this year, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm on
just
that.
Put you down.
All righty.
I'm nominated.
Okay, great.
Just ask me.
And then that really completes the committees. There's also, as we mentioned, the Affiliates Task Force. Yes, Bob?
I just spoke to one of our absent directors, Lori Taguma, who's one of the two affiliate directors from the station in Wisconsin, and she would like to serve on the Affiliates Task Force and the Programming Committee.
Programming is open for Lori Taguma and also for the Affiliates Task Force.
Programming and affiliates.
Programming and affiliates for Lori. Did I see a hand up? Joe, was that your hand?
Yeah. Is there anybody from Giddy Faith for Audit Committee?
For Audit.
No.
Sarv. From KPFA, or we have Sarv.
Do you want to be on the audit committee, Joe?
No, I'm going to be audit and just withdraw from finance.
Okay. And withdraw from finance? So you want to?
Because they said the meetings were the longest ones.
Yeah, exactly.
They are the longest. Anyone? But I don't want to discourage you from serving. So now, Joe, you were up for finance, but you want to move to audit, where Sarv is also nominated. You were on audit. I don't know. You can still be there.
You were gone.
We can't knock you off.
He's withdrawing.
He's withdrawing?
Yeah,
this sheet is really getting messy here.
But we almost have no contest, so.
So, Sarv, you want finance?
You're on personnel.
Yes. Sarv, go on finance and I'll withdraw.
No, it's cool.
Oh, I see. We have Sherry for finance.
No, Sarv, I'll withdraw. No.
I've got so many other people.
These are like six.
Well, Sherry, if it doesn't work, then I'll
go on.
Okay.
Oh, me and my big mouth. All right.
No more fingerprints for you, Jack Benny.
No more what?
Fingerprints.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Anyway, so for finance from A, who's the nominee, or are there two? Or
just Sherry.
I have
Sherry. Sherry, yeah. Just
we're staying with Sherry. I don't want to let Sarv off too easy.
Yeah. So who's for governance from PFW?
Huh?
Who's from governance?
There's no one from PFW.
Ambrose said he'll do it.
Ambrose will do it.
Thank you, Ambrose.
I thought it was
easy. Okay. All right, now, completely messy sign-up sheet.
Okay, how many
Affiliates Task Force, anyone can sign up for, I guess, virtually any time.
Affiliates, anybody can sign up.
Anyone who's on an LSB or PNB, I believe.
I have a question. I just want to make sure. Programming committee.
Sure.
Do you have WBAI, my name, down as one of the folks?
Yeah, programming. I have Lisa Davis from WBAI.
Okay. And so how many contests are there actually?
How many contests?
It's
this has gotten so messy, it's not that easy to... Sure. There were three... there's a contest for elections committee at BAI between Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burton.
Okay, one.
There's a contest for finance at BAI between Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you
I'm
could give
your banner.
Great, you can give one to each member except Dan.
Even if there's no contest.
don't give one to Lonnie either.
We all have to fill them out even if there's no
question. No, well, he's saying which one. We only fill out the contestants.
Well, Bob, you know, it's in the bylaws. I'm not that familiar with the PNB bylaws specifications, but I'll take Bob's word for it that we're better off filling them in. Ben?
I just want to let everybody know that the shuttles run on the hour. One, two, three.
Okay, shuttles to the airport run on the hour. Okay, so there are contests.
What is this? I'm on the audit committee?
No. These are just, I put every name down, and so I'm going to ask you to circle the names of nominees. This was made up in advance. See, I made this up a few days ago. So don't be confused.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So we're only voting on our... What? I'm sorry.
Okay, I know. I hope it's not confusing. The ballots have every eligible board member on them, and then we'll just circle the names that are relevant.
Can we go all...
I'm going to read them. I'm going to read them so that everybody can...
It's a group participation experience.
It's, is that what we're doing? You know what? Elections take time, and people don't know that, except in Pacifica. But, you know, when you say let's have an election, you don't realize that it's going to take a while to get it done if you want to do it right. So we have a contest for finance from WBAI between Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burton.
Okay, wait. Just let everybody go to finance.
Wait. No. Hold on. Because I'm going to read the whole thing. There was a question as to how many contests there were. There's a contest at personnel from A... between Joe and Sarv, and that looks like that's it. So there seem to be only three contests, even with all the changes we made. Okay, so we'll start out with the top ballot, which is the audit committee.
And there's no contest.
But just circle the people.
So just please circle the nominees and just turn them in so that we go through the rigmarole. So that we say we did it.
Okay, so say the names again.
Okay, for audit committee, from KPFA, Joe Wanzala. Just circle the name. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can shade in number one.
Fill in the number one and circle.
Yeah, fill in the number one, but circle the name so that you don't have to remember who it was.
Okay.
So from audit, from A, it's Joe Gonzalez.
It's
there. Circle.
It's there. Yeah.
It's in the second square down on the
right. Oh, what's the order?
The order is WBAI, K, T, W, A, and affiliates.
No.
Why don't we just tell you?
I don't, Joe.
Okay. So
it starts A and then it goes to T. It
goes WBAI.
Yeah. And then
KPFK.
Okay.
KPFT, WPFW.
Okay.
KPFA and the affiliates.
Okay.
All right.
That's not very well organized. Okay. So from for the audit committee, we have Nia Bediako for audit from WBAI.
Okay.
And the auditor was affiliate? Sorry.
Well, he's going to tell us all
it's
about it.
It's WBAI, the audit committee.
Okay.
Third.
Next is K.
It's Nia Bediako. Next is KPFK. It's Jack Van Aken for audit.
Okay. Got it.
Circle the name.
You win.
Fill in the square.
Okay.
Amen. From KPFT is Evelyn Bethune for audit.
Okay.
And... from WPFW, it's Ambrose Lane for audit.
Okay.
From KPFA, it's Joe Gonzalez for audit. And the affiliates are blank.
Okay.
Is everyone done with their audit ballot?
Yeah.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Audit Committee.
Yeah.
Thank you on behalf of my colleagues.
Who won?
Okay, Coordinating Committee. Does that come up next?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. From WBAI, Bob Lederer for coordinating.
Okay.
From KPFK, Jack Van Aken for coordinating.
From KPFK, okay.
From KPFK.
Can you explain what the coordinating committee does?
Not right now.
It's not that easy?
No, just
we coordinate. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a wise guy. Okay, from KPFT, Wendy Schrell for coordinating. From WPFW, Ambrose Lane for coordinating.
Okay.
From KPFA, Sarv Randhawa for coordinating.
Okay.
And nobody from the affiliates. Cell phone magic. Okay, that's coordinating. Everyone done with their coordinating ballot?
Yes.
Okay, is next should be elections. Okay. From WBAI, we have a contest. So please circle Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burden, and then to vote your preference, fill in a number one box. Bob? Oh, yes. Because we have a contest, I think we should allow a one-minute statement from each candidate. Is that acceptable with the chair and the body? Okay. Carolyn's getting her microphone ready.
I'll defer to Bob.
Oh, I've got his mic.
Okay, I'm going to time it.
Okay. In 2004, I was the chair of the WBAI Local Election Review Committee, and in this past year, 2007, I was a member of the National Elections Committee. And in that capacity, one of the things that I worked with a lot of other people on, but tried to make sure it happened, was a set of bylaws amendments that would clear up some of the serious problems we've had with the timing of elections. And fortunately, one of them did pass, and so now we have a more rational schedule for our elections. And I've also studied every report of every national and local election supervisor, and I'm really ready to hit the ground running to fix these problems that continue to plague the elections. And I think we can get it done, but it has to be an immense focus on detail and on, you know, while we keep our eyes on the overall issue of full access to everyone who's qualified to vote.
Time.
Carolyn? What's with these XLR cables, John? They're slipping a lot. I was just kidding.
Sorry about that. I think Bob and I had somewhat the same history. I was chair of the local elections committee for 2 years, and Bob succeeded me. And I was chair of the national committee. And my main focus on the local and the national has been to make sure that elections are run honestly and fairly. The national elections committee, when I was on it and chairing it, did a tremendous amount of work. And I'd like to go back to that committee and continue the work and make sure that this time those motions have some teeth and that they get implemented, because there's a lot there on paper and it has to be done. So we need to do bylaws, we need a great deal of work, and I do have the time and a good deal of experience on that committee, so I'd like your help in continuing the work. Thank you.
Okay, so for elections committee from WBAI, there are two nominees, Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burden. Please fill in the square under the number one column for the candidate of your preference. If anyone has a question about how to do this? This is for elections from WBAI. It's Bob Lederer, Carolyn Burden. I want everyone to be clear. Don't be afraid to ask a question. And this ballot, at least, you probably want to fold over anything where there's a contest so that you have secrecy. Okay, for this election, any election where there's a contest, you may want to be sure to fold over your ballot when you're done. From KPFK, Yosh Yamanaka is the nominee. From KPFT, George Reiter is the nominee. Oh, yeah, I'm yeah. It was unclear. Yeah, all right. Well, no way I could win making this ballot.
R-E-I-T-E-R.
Yeah, you'll have to write in George Reiter on the KPFT elections ballot. He is the nominee. Okay, from WPFW, Rob Robinson is the nominee for elections. From KPFA, it's Bonnie Simmons for elections. Bonnie Simmons from A. And for the affiliates, Afia Nwangaza. From affiliates, Afia Nwangaza for elections.
Oh, and that one was full.
Yeah. You may want to fold that one over if you want to maintain about as much privacy as you're going to get.
Okay.
The next ballot, I hope, is finance.
Yes.
Good. Some things are working. We have a contest at WBAI. For finance, we have Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burden. We'll have 1 minute statements from each. try not to just give the same statement and change the committee name. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Okay, Carolyn.
Bob went first. I have to confess I have not been on a finance committee, local or national, but I am learning fast how to read numbers, and I, if anything needs work at WBAI and at the other stations, it is our finances. So I'm looking forward to using my analytical skills developed in 40 years of teaching and writing on the finance committee, and I would like perhaps to make a pitch for some fresh blood on that committee from BAI. Thank you.
Bob.
I've served on the LSB Finance Committee since the beginning for 3.5 years, and I've also, particularly over the last maybe 2 years, listened to a good number of the web streams of the National Finance Committee. Part of the role that I've tried to play in the local committee has been to, you know, ask the hard questions that need to be asked, and not that other people don't do that, but I've really tried to focus on what are the areas where the assumptions underlying line items are not clear, and to ask the station manager or the business manager, can you explain that and justify it, and share with us the calculations on which that was based. And I've also been someone who's really pressed hard for the information that the committee needs to make its decisions, and I would continue that priority on the national level. So I think, you know, from the 4 years, I've developed some kind of sense of overview of what are the financial problems facing the network and how can we deal with them.
Okay, thank you. So for WBAI on the Finance Committee, there's a contest between Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burden. So please fill in the square in the column number one for the candidate of your preference. Bob Lederer and Carolyn Burden. From KPFK, the sole nominee is Grace Aaron for finance from KPFK. From KPFT, Mike Martin is the sole nominee from KPFT for finance. For WPFW, Rob Robinson is the sole nominee for finance from WPFW, Rob Robinson. And from KPFA, Sherry Gendelman is the sole nominee for finance from KPFA. Again, because there's a contest, you may want to fold your ballot over to maintain.
What about the affiliates?
Affiliates? We don't have a nominee for affiliates.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Nope. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Okay. Everyone just about almost done with their... Not quite done. Still working on finance. Okay, everyone's just about done with... Everyone's done with their finance committee ballot. All right, we'll move on to personnel. Is personnel next?
No, governance.
No. All right, governance should have been next. Okay. No contests on the governance ballot. From WBAI, the nominee is Nia Bediako. Nia Bediako, WBAI, for governance. KPFK, Grace Aaron is the sole nominee for the governance committee from KPFK. From KPFT, you have to write in George Reiter for the governance committee. GEORGE REITER. George Reiter needs to be written in for the governance committee from KPFT. From WPFW, Ambrose Lane for the governance committee. The sole nominee is Ambrose Lane from WPFW. And from KPFA, Sarv Randhawa for governance. Sarv Randhawa for governance from KPFA, and there's no nominee from the affiliates. Okay. We're getting there. Now we'll move on to personnel. We will have a contest. Oops, I have to get my sequence here. Okay, from WBAI for personnel, we have Nia Bediako. Nia Bediako for personnel from WBAI. From KPFK, Jack Van Aken for personnel.
I keep thinking you're going to say Jack Benny.
Jack Van Aken. I watched a lot of Jack Benny reruns when I was a kid. Jack Van Aken for personnel from KPFK. From KPFT, Evelyn Bethune for personnel. Evelyn Bethune is the sole nominee for personnel from KPFT. WPFW, A.C. Byrd, nominated in absentia and has accepted very graciously. Nomination for the personnel committee from WPFW. KPFA, we have a contest. Sarv Rwandawa and Joe Wanzala are both nominated for the personnel committee from KPFA. So we could have a one-minute statement from each. Sarv and Joe, first one to the mic.
Gets
to speak.
Go.
Very good.
Yeah, the interest I have is probably one, I'm sure one we all share, just to help do the work to continue to clarify the personnel policies and procedures in Pacifica. Obviously, it's, you know, the policies and procedures that are laid out have the most direct impact on how the foundation operates, because that, you know, determines, it's a question of how, you know, it determines how well the foundation is functioning, and hopefully will help mitigate some of the problems we've seen with all these lawsuits. I think a lot of them have resulted partly from there being a lack of clarity in the policies regarding human resources. In terms of my, obviously, I haven't worked on these matters at the national level very much, but again, as most, I think the experience is probably the same with most of you. We've been dealing with these issues a lot at the local level. At KPFA, as you know, we spent most of the tenure of the last general manager dealing with the ins and outs of, you know, of whether he was coming or going, and by extension, a lot of the internal personnel matters at the station. So, along with the rest of the members of the board at that time, I had a lot of direct experience there. And I've also been on two general manager hiring committees and had experience from that standpoint. So that's what I have to offer there.
Thank you, Joe. Sir?
Thank you. I think that Joe hit that thing on right policy and procedures. But I think in addition to this, I want to make sure that there is some type of standardization around the network. Each station, we cannot have independent kind of a standard of our own. So I want to make sure that throughout the network, if the job description of somebody that's applicable throughout the network. In addition, I have experience dealing with personnel matters, but at Pacifica, I have not been involved in personnel committee. So I thought it'd be a good idea for me to get in there and to kind of, you know, learn more about what's going on here and make sure that the paid, unpaid staff and all of them are treated fairly and accurately. And so I'll work towards that. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So for personnel committee from KPFA, there's a contest between Joe Wanzala and Sarv Rwandawa. So please fill in the square in column number one for the candidate of your preference. And then for affiliate directors, the candidate is Effie Nwangaza. So this is another election with a contest. You probably want to fold your ballot over.
Three more.
Okay, is everybody done with personnel?
Let's rock the house now.
Okay, don't hesitate to ask a question if you get mixed up on anything. It's a lot of redundancy. Programming is up next. From WBAI, Lisa Davis is the nominee for the programming committee. WBAI, it's Lisa Davis. KPFK, Margaret Prescott is the nominee for the programming committee. KPFK, it's Margaret Prescott. From KPFT, you need to write in George Reiter, R-E-I-T-E-R, is the sole nominee from KPFT for programming, George Reiter. From WPFW, Rob Robinson is the sole nominee for programming from WPFW. It's Rob Robinson. From KPFA, Bonnie Simmons is the sole nominee for the programming committee from KPFA. And nominated from the affiliate directors, Lori Taguma, for the programming committee from the affiliate directors. Anyone has a question, let me know. I'm not sure how much of a difference it'll make in the vote count on some of these. Technology committee. Hope that's coming up next. No contest on this ballot. WBAI, the nominee is Carolyn Burton for technology from WBAI, Carolyn Burton. KPFK, Jack Van Aken, is the sole nominee from KPFK for technology. From KPFT, Wendy Schrell for the technology committee. All Wendy right. Schrell,
wow.
T for technology.
Yeah.
I don't know what inspired all that cheering. Wendy, are you doing something that I'm missing? Okay. WPFW, Rob Robinson for the technology committee. Rob Robinson for technology from WPFW. And from KPFA, it's Bonnie Simmons for the technology committee. KPFA. Yeah, you shouldn't drink and nominate yourself.
Exactly.
Don't drink and self-nominate.
Bonnie doesn't
just
drink.
I'm just kidding.
That's how most of us got on the committee.
Yeah,
I know.
That Diet Coke definitely screws up your judgment.
Yeah. Okay. Affiliate directors. Affiliate directors, there's no nominee for technology from the affiliate directors.
So last.
Yes, I actually, this is the committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism. I was not suffering from carpal tunnel syndrome. I did make ballots for this committee, but somehow they didn't get onto the disc, but I did make blanks in case I would make a mistake.
To make blanks. That was so good.
Well, it sort of spells out the whole inner life of Jack is a blank ballot. So the blank ballot, if you can just write racism, sexism on it, we'll get the message.
Okay.
I don't want to give you all a writer's cramp.
Okay.
And once you're done writing, want me to spell racism or sexism? No. Okay. WBAI director for the racism, sexism is Lisa Davis. KPFK, Yosh Yamanaka, is the sole nominee for the Racism Sexism Committee. Bless you. From KPFT, Evelyn Bethune, for Racism Sexism. KPFT, Evelyn Bethune. WPFW, A.C. Bird. WPFW, A.C. Bird for Racism Sexism. We're really getting to the end of all this. And from KPFA, Joe Wansala for racism, sexism.
And the affiliates?
No affiliates for that for that committee.
Yeah. I believe that really covers it.
Maybe yes, George. Well, question.
Did Lori Taguma wanted to be on the program?
Well, she can always
show it.
We got her on there.
She is. She is. You didn't write her
She's
in.
She's on.
So now, you want to collect the ballots?
Yeah, maybe with them. You could take one of those boxes, maybe.
Okay.
But not with the blanks.
What do you think about,
yes,
we should just take out the ones that have contests and hand them separately?
Yeah, you want to hand them all in.
Okay.
It's a formality. Bob, you have an idea?
Although the Affiliates Task Force isn't an election, can you just read out the names of who volunteered?
And encourage others to sign up.
Name cards are dropping. Okay, for the Affiliates Task Force, the people that have signed up are Mike Martin, Effia Nwangaza, and Lori Taguma. Also Archives, which is also a task force, I believe.
Yes,
it's a task force. We have Bonnie Simmons, Margaret Prescott, Wendy Schrell, and A.C. Bird.
And if I might say a word for the Archives Task Force, it's quite a congenial group that meets for very short periods of time, not too often, and everyone is welcome to participate.
And affiliates task force keeps you in touch with the amazing stuff they're doing, and you get to hear first when we have a new affiliate, and Ursula keeps everyone really well apprised of what's going on. I'd encourage people to join the affiliates task force as well.
You know, we have a no suffering policy on the archives task force. We try to do 60 minutes. And most of the time we make it.